USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mississippi remains in a state of emergency after historic levels of flooding have damaged over 200 homes near the state capital of Jackson. Officials expect Pearl River to crest at its highest point in over 35 years, and this man tells CBS News,
I never dreamed 43 years ago I'd be paddling up my driveway.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves calls the entire flooding situation in Mississippi,
this is a precarious situation that could turn at any moment.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is continuing his visit to Africa. His latest stop brought him to Angola, where he talks about the country's fight against corruption.
During his first 2.5 years in office, President Obama has done great work to make it a go-to in the past.
Pompeo also praised action on making the country more transparent. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Americans quarantined on a cruise ship returned to the United States. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
The Americans on board that Princess cruise ship in Japan finally off. It's been docked in the port for 2 weeks because more than 350 people testing positive for the coronavirus. The Americans will be housed at military bases in California and Texas for another 2 weeks. They'll be watched to see if they develop any symptoms before they can return home.
And as far as what you can do to protect yourself from the coronavirus, Dr. Nicole Sapphire has these tips.
Wash your hands. Stay away from sick contact. Avoid traveling. Right. What's going to help is hand hygiene and stopping transmission. That's what's going to save us all from this virus.
Sapphire speaking there on Fox News. And Monday is President's Day. President's Day officially became the third Monday in February back in 1968. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Nevada caucuses are just 5 days away. Democrats in the state announced that over 18,000 people early voted on Saturday. Some candidates, including former Vice President Joe Biden, are putting a lot of their resources and time in Nevada. And according to Megan Messerly with the Nevada Independent, she says the Biden campaign seems to be all in.
That will actually make Joe Biden's campaign the second largest on the ground. Bernie Sanders has about 250-plus staffers on the ground. Mayor Pete Buttigieg has about 100 staffers on the ground. So he's clearly investing all of his resources, pulling those away from Super Tuesday states and into Nevada. The question I think will be, is it too little, too late? And looking at, too, his support among voters of color here, you know, polls have shown us that he does do well with voters of color, but so does Bernie Sanders. And so we're waiting to see how those voters feel, you know, post-Iowa and post-New Hampshire and whether Joe Biden is still the candidate for them.
President Trump is heading to Phoenix, Arizona for a campaign rally this week. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally says she's excited that the president is coming back to Arizona to help her reelection campaign.
He came out to rally for me in 2018. I was the first senator he endorsed in 2020. There is a lot at stake.
McSally, speaking there on Fox News, also says her Democratic opponent, Mark Kelly, is supporting Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.